Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. We all know ferns, those lacy green plants grandmother pampered in her sitting room, the lush green foliage around a woodland pool, maybe the leafy decoration that surrounded the carnations or roses of your first corsage. Ferns are primitive, non-flowering plants. They are usually only inches to a few feet tall in North America, but in the tropics, tree ferns can grow to 30 feet or more. Ferns are an old group of plants, having been around since before there were reptiles and long before there were flowering plants. At one time, they were the dominant plants on Earth. Indeed, much of the oil and coal deposits we rely on today are the remains of fern forests from millions of years ago. Ferns have survived through the millennia with few changes, and Florida is host to the greatest diversity of ferns to be found in any area of comparable size in North America. On this week's With the Wild Things, we'll focus on some of the more than 160 kinds of ferns known from Florida, where they're found, their unique characteristics, some troublesome exotic ferns, and the relationships of ferns to humans. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. One of Florida's most common, smallest, and most easily recognized ferns is resurrection fern, named because it seems capable of rising from the dead. Resurrection fern is found throughout Florida, growing mostly on the horizontal branches of older trees with very rough bark. The rough bark provides places for attachment of the ferns, and the horizontal limbs hold rain and dew a bit longer than vertical limbs, creating the moist environment needed for ferns to thrive. Resurrection fern is most common on live oaks and magnolias because of their growth form, but is found on many other trees as well. Most resurrection fern fronds, their leaf-like structures, are 2 to 3 inches long, although some can be more than double that size. Resurrection fern gets its name from its ability to dry up, curl up, and look dead when dry weather comes, but to become lush and green again within about 8 hours following a good rain. While resurrection ferns make their homes on tree surfaces, they don't hurt the trees, and they often provide attractive sites for wildlife as well as adding beauty to our environment. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. While we normally think of ferns in a positive way, soothing green, lacy, soft, conjuring up pleasant environments, there are two ferns in Florida that are now recognized as public enemies and threats to natural ecosystems in our state. Both are exotic climbing ferns that were introduced to North America because of their beauty. Unfortunately, the Florida environment suited them a bit too well, and they have become invasive and harmful. Both readily climb our tallest trees, covering them like a blanket, blocking out the sunlight, and ultimately killing the trees. The Japanese climbing fern is found primarily in the northern two-thirds of Florida, though it occurs all the way to Dade County. In South Florida, the Old World climbing fern, a native of Southeast Asia, is rapidly taking over many wetland habitats. Park and refuge managers are now making extensive and expensive efforts to slow this fern's invasion. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Let's talk about some basics about ferns. We all recognize them, or at least some of them, but we don't always recognize them in all their forms. And there are some aspects of ferns that are so unique to these plants that there's a unique vocabulary used to discuss them. A fern leaf is called a frond, and a young frond that is just emerging is coiled up like a spring at the tip, uncoiling as it grows. This coiled tip has given young ferns their own name. They're called fiddleheads because the tip looks like the rounded, sculpted tip of a violin. While the fronds of many ferns are lacy, some are not. Florida's 2 to 4 foot tall strap ferns have fronds that are merely narrow blades, and the fronds of the shoestring fern that often grows in niches on our sable palms look somewhat grass-like. Ferns also have what is known as an alternation of generations. The spores grow into very tiny, heart-to-bean-shaped plants that hug the ground and are only one cell thick, very easy to miss. But on their underside are male and female sex organs that produce eggs and sperm. Ferns must live in moist places so that the sperm can swim to the eggs. It's the fertilized egg that produces the form we easily recognize as a fern. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Several years ago, a friend asked me to look at a fern she was growing in a pot. She thought something was wrong with it and wanted to spray it with something to restore its health. When I went to examine the fern, she pointed to the tiny rows of dark spots on the undersides of the fronds. "Are those going to hurt it?" she asked. "How can I get rid of them?" I had a good laugh. The spots on the undersides of fern fronds are called sori. They are reproductive structures that produce spores that are then carried by the wind or water to start new ferns elsewhere. The pattern of the sori on the underside of a frond can sometimes help us identify the fern. The common sword fern, for example, has a row of tiny sori neatly around the margin of each leaflet, while our hammock fern has sori arranged along the midrib of each leaf in a nearly continuous line. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.